This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Both NATO's chief and Poland's president say a deadly missile strike in Polish farmland yesterday likely was not a Russian attack, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The preliminary finding:
the incident was likely caused by a Ukrainian air defense missile.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg echoed at the Pentagon.
We have seen nothing that contradicts.
Ukraine, though, is contradicting it, with President Volodymyr Zelensky saying it wasn't our missile or our missile strike. Stoltenberg and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin say they're not blaming Kyiv.
This is not Ukraine's fault.
Russia bears ultimate responsibility for this incident.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States and its allies on Wednesday criticized Russia in the United Nations Security Council over missile attacks on Ukraine in a meeting a day after the missile NATO said was astray, fired by Ukraine's air defenses, crashed into Poland. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky disagrees, saying there's no doubt that the missile was not Ukrainian. Washington's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told the Security Council it really doesn't matter.
This tragedy would never have happened but for Russia's needless invasion of Ukraine and its recent missile assaults against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure.
Adding, quote, Ukraine has every right to defend itself against this barrage. South Korea says North Korea has fired a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch was made Thursday but gave no further details. The launch came hours after North Korea's foreign minister threatened to launch, quote-unquote, fiercer military responses to U.S. moves. This is VOA News. Heavy rains and flooding that swamped Nigeria, Niger, Chad, and the surrounding region between June and October this year was made 80 times more likely by climate change, scientists found. Analysis released late Wednesday by a group of international climate experts found climate change was overwhelmingly behind the heavy rains that left over 800 people dead, with worse to come as average temperatures continue to rise. A space capsule is hurtling toward the moon for the first time in 50 years. The spacecraft with three test dummies aboard launched on top of U.S. Space Agency NASA's new moon rocket early Wednesday. The Florida launch brings the U.S. a big step closer to putting astronauts back on the lunar surface for the first time since the end of the Apollo program. VOA's Kane Farabaugh was on hand for Artemis's launch and argues the $100 billion price tag to get people back on the moon is worth it.
This is the future of humanity and the future of spaceflight. Success of Artemis will determine whether or not NASA and people can reach Mars. So what they're learning as they return to the surface of the moon, establish a permanent lunar presence on the surface as well as in orbit, all of this is really designed to help NASA and to help those people who are spacefaring explorers eventually reach Mars, which will be a much more complex, a much more intricate mission. So everything that they're doing now is preparing them for that ultimate goal.
The Scrabble dictionary adds hundreds of words, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It's almost a certainty a Scrabble player will ask during a game, is that a word? If it's dox, zadonk, or fohawk, the answer is yes. About 500 new words are joining the Scrabble player's dictionary. There are shortened words like convo and guac, trademarks like dumpster. Compound words are in the book with page view, baby moon, and subtweet. There are also unwords, unfollow, unsub, and unmute. They may sound familiar, but they were never Scrabble official. Also new to the dictionary, whelp, and at least one old-fashioned word that simply fell under the radar for years, yeehaw. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Australian government has confirmed that Novak Djokovic has been granted a visa to compete in the Australian Open in January, a year after he was deported after his stance against the COVID-19 vaccination. The 21-time Grand Slam champion had his visa canceled on public interest grounds on January 14th and lost an appeal against deportation in the full federal court. Australia's immigration minister said he approved the application to revoke the cancellation because the ground for canceling the visa no longer existed. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.